Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate March 31st. For Skywatchers, tonight's a time for old friends. There's an almost full moon, so its glare overpowers most of the stars in the night sky. But the brighter stars shine through, the most familiar ones. That includes the stars of the Big Dipper, which are in the northeast at nightfall. The Dipper's leading light is Alioth. It's the first star in the handle. It's about 80 light years away, but it's an easy target because it's about 100 times brighter than the Sun. That's because it's bigger and hotter than the Sun. Alioth is classified as a peculiar star. Its chemical makeup is unusual. Astronomers measure its chemistry by breaking the star's light into its individual wavelengths. Each element in the star imprints its own barcode in that pattern of light. But the mixture of elements in Alioth is different from most stars. Some elements are especially common, while others are unusually rare. And the mixture changes as the star turns on its axis. That behavior is caused by the star's odd magnetic field. It's tilted so far that the magnetic poles lie roughly along the star's equator. Thanks to that alignment, the magnetic field pulls some elements to the surface and concentrates them in specific locations. It pushes other elements down, so we can't see them. So Alioth is both familiar and peculiar, an old friend that's easy to pick out through the glare of the full moon. We have more skywatching tips and much more about our amazing universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.